Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Tech Take. I'm your host, Colby Hockmuth. It's been a wild ride these last few weeks, and the topic on everyone's mind, the government shutdown. I've been covering it closely, and I know many of you have as well. So we're going to give you a brief rundown. Joining me is the newest member of our FedScoop team, our editorial intern, Scott Massioni.
Hey, Colby. So here's the rundown. At midnight on October 1st, the United States officially shut down. What caused this was an ideological difference between the Tea Party Republicans and the Democrats. On September 20th, the House passed a bill to fund the government, but with a provision that would defund the Affordable Health Care Act. On September 27th, the Senate voted to get rid of the amendment defunding the Health Care Act and to pass its own bill funding the government. Since the House and the Senate bills must be passed identically, the process went back to the House, where they added another provision restricting health care. And basically, since the two chambers have been playing political ping pong with the Republicans in the House adding amendments and the Democrats in the Senate removing them, we're just stuck in the situation until they figure it out.
All right, great. Thanks, Scott. So who does this affect? Just about everyone. About one-third of the federal workforce, 800,000 people, will be furloughed. That means sent home, no pay, for as long as the shutdown goes on. National parks and monuments will close, most contractors will stop working, private sector vendors will face losses, and those working in government will feel the heat of working with less. So what are people saying about it? It's been on every news network. The banner of every cable news channel reads shutdown. Twitter hashtags have surfaced. And of course, government oversight groups are chiming in. I chatted with Melanie Sloan, Executive Director of Citizens for Ethics and Responsibility in Washington, or CREW, yesterday, and she said there's no excuse for this type of behavior in Washington. The effect, she said, will be crippling to our country. After witnessing the way government and Congress are acting, she says it's going to prove to be a discouraging factor for young people hoping one day to work in government. Now, there's so many gray beards working in and exiting out of government, and our country needs to be attracting the brightest and youngest minds out there to work in government. This shutdown, she says, will be harmful to that recruiting process. As for the members of Congress themselves, she said some of them are certifiably insane. She was, of course, referring to the House Republicans. Sloan said House Republicans were acting like terrorists, and our government should not be negotiating with terrorists. Surprisingly, she's not the only one who feels that way. Other people have gone as far as saying the Taliban is residing in Congress. So what do you think? Which side will blink first, and how long could the shutdown possibly last? I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. As always, tweet me at ColbyAnn or email me colby@fedscoop.com. And a big welcome to Scott, and thanks for helping out today.
Happy to be here.
All right, that's all for Tech Take this week. I'm your host, Colby Hockmuth. I'll see you next.